Okay, so in Medallia Topshin Zayin, learn about Gemara. We're up to that Ches on the base on the bottom of the page. The Gemara has a question here. If Rochav and or Manig, if Rochav, he heard from Rabbi Yehuda that he heard from Shmuel two things, that one of them is Kaina, one of them is not Kaina, and he wants to know which one is not Kaina. So we worked out based on the Sugya of Klayim that we say there that the guy who leads two animals at a climb gets Malkus, and somebody who's riding in the back wagon is a Machlikis Chachamim Ramei, whether he gets Malkus or not. Chachamim say he also gets Malkus, and Ramei says you don't get Malkus. So therefore, if you don't get Malkus there, so you don't get Malkus, that means that you're not doing anything. So therefore, a Reichev, a guy sitting atop of an animal and riding, doesn't get Malkus. He's not doing anything. So then anyone has a question, but how can you compare Reichev to Yeshev? Yeshev, you're just sitting there in the chariot, you're not doing anything, but a Reichev is riding. So we answer that he's holding on to the reins. So we answer that holding the reins doesn't mean anything because nobody gave him the reins. Okay, so up at the bottom of the page, we'll start from six lines at the bottom. Meisav is just so we get into the suya. Meisav, I'll ask you a question from our Mishnah. It says, Mishnah Yishnaim, Reichim, and Algabahim, two people riding an animal, Nalachayda, and they divided equally. So we say, riding is a Kenyan man. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Elaim, but I'm Meir. If the author of our Mishnah is a Meir, because that holds that Reichim is Kaina. He holds that even Yeshiv, when you're doing, you're not even holding on the reins, you're doing something, an activity. Surely Reichim, what's the purpose of the Mishnah telling us that in Hash, the Yeshiv, Kani, Reichim, Abaye? Of course, if you're riding the animal, you're Kaina. So what did the Mishnah tell you? Two people both riding the animal, then they both claim that it's theirs. They divided. What's the chiddush? Lav Rabbanan, must be the Rabbanan who hold that you're chayv malchus and vishmam the roch of kani. So we say quiz me that what that roichiv was kind that even though the Rabbanan say that if you're sitting in the back of a wagon you don't get malchus, but riding is more than yeshiv, and that's the purpose of it. That roichiv is kind. So what are you telling me before the roichiv is not kind? There's two kinds of reichivs, as we'll say in a minute. There's a reichiv just sitting on the animal and the animal goes. Another one is where you're actually kicking the side, the shins of the animal, and forcing the animal to go. When you're kicking the animal, that reichiv is kainah. And what we're talking about when we say that you're not kainah is when you're just riding on the animal, but you're not kicking it. You're just holding on the reins. What's the chilug if you're standing on the ground and making the animal move forward, or whether you're kicking the animal on the sides and you're making the animal move forward? They gave them money. There's two kinds of money: one on the ground and one on top of the animal. Because Malta would have thought, Rochav Adam, if you have a guy on top of the animal kicking the animal and a guy in the bottom leading the animal, who do you think is more balabos? The guy on top, because he's sitting on it and he's making the animal go. The money give it toughest, but he's on top of the animal and he's holding the reins. Kamashalon, that no, that's equal to a manig. That's the chiddush. Says the Gemara, right? Toshma coming here. Shnayim shahayu moishchin begomol by camel. Generally, the general way of is pulling the camel and is by meshicha. You drag it, and by kachamah you have to hold it and you lead it. Manhigim echamah. That's the normal way. Oishayu echad moishik vechad manig. If one of them was moishik, one of them was manig. On the different animals, which means when that's from a dactic, what particular kinyan you made the animal, but mid the zeis kind of you do it this way, you're kind of this way, you're not what we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yudai, even like kind of, no, you're not kind of, unless you do the proper way. Agitate mishicha begamel, what's the proper way by a camel, by pulling it, and anhoge bechamel, and leading it by a donkey. Tani Mias, what do you learn, however, it says clearly here that according to Tana Kamba, it makes no difference if you made Meshicha on Hoga by a camel or by a donkey in your Kaina. Mias, Hoysho Yechen Moshe Bechen Manig, Adafk, if you did a Meshicha, you did a Manig, your Kaina is Mashma, other Meshich, other Manig, in Avaroch Aloy, but it doesn't give you an option of sitting on top of the animal and holding the reins. Says the Gemara, that don't make that exclusion. Who adin da filo rochel? The truth of the matter is to be told that even if he's riding animals, also we're in kainah. So why you mention Meshich and Hoga? V'hodik tani Meshich manig lafukim than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda to negate Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kamal is only Meshich and Chamal is only on Hoga. So the Mishnah will tell you that you can mix them up. However, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell you every single kinyan. The Amar Achetei Meshicha beGamel and Hoga beChamel. Rabbi Yehuda insists that this is the only way you can be kind of Meshicha in a camel and Hoga by a donkey. Kamashal says the Mishnah no. That feel if Chanam Mikani. That even if you can reverse it, it's still kinder. Freddy Gemari Hochi. If that's the purpose of the Mishnah, so why does he give us as two separate cases? Li Aravinu. Let him mix the two together. Velisninu and learn the following. Shnayim Shayim Moishchin Umanigin. Two people were doing Meshicha and Manig. Bein beGamel, Bein beChamel. And then and this is how you negate Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's the clearest way. By saying the lashon the Mishnah uses here, it seems like these are the only two kinyanim that are effective and not the reichiv. It says, you want to know. The reason why the Mishnah couldn't mix the two together is because ikah chatzad lekani. One of them doesn't work. One of the animals, you can do either kinyan or work. The other animal, only one kinyan will work. And we're not sure which one. Ikedami, those who say that Meshicha b'chamay will not work. Ikedami, hanhoga b'gamal, by camel, if you lead, it's not working. These others, you had the same discussion, but the Meisiv Mesefa, they actually asked from the last line, the Chachamim. That the Chachamim say you can reverse the Kinyonim. Then they use the words, B'midazois Kanu. What does that mean, B'midazois Kanu? L'chayt, it sounds like, and these are the only two Kinyonim that are effective, and not Reichiv. B'midazois, L'muti, my love, L'muti Rochuv, to be my Rochuv, not like you wanted to say, he's going to learn, no. L'muti Ivcha. So Mimayid reverse. What do you mean Mimayid reverse? We just said that the Tanakhama holds you could reverse. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who's Mimayid reverse. If you can tell me that Midazayis means only in this way and no other way, isn't that identical to Rabbi Yehuda? Everyone name. Ike Benayud Tzad Echad Eloykana. According to Tanakhama, one way, one animal, you can use both kinyan, and one animal, you can only use one kinyan. Rabbi Yehuda holds in both animals, you can only use one kinyan. Is the Amni Meshich Hamari, Amni Hanoga Begamal. Toshma Kuman Hem. Another ayah, echad rochuv chamoy. One guy is riding a donkey, echad tofos b'mesira. One guy is holding onto the reins. Ze kone chamoy. This guy is kone the donkey. So the guy on the floor is just holding on the reins. He's not pulling. He's not leading the donkey, because we just said before how hoga works. He's just holding onto the reins. Another guy is sitting on top of the animal. So this guy is kone the entire animal. This guy is kone the reins, because holding onto it. Shemamina isn't clear from here. That the Rochuv Kani, so what is he from here? The guy on top is Kainer, and he's riding. Says the Gemara, Hachanami, every time we see that riding is Kainer, we're not talking about a guy just sitting on top, because that we said is not Kainer. We're talking about a guy who's kicking the animal with his heel. So therefore, he's making the animal move forward. Hachanami, Mani Baraglav, he's leading with his feet. He's seeing the animal's leading with his feet. Says the Gemara, Ihachiv, so. Since the reins are bottle or tuffle to the animal, so why isn't the rider also kind of the reins? Why do you say the guy in the bottom holding the reins, he's the one who's kind of? This guy is kind of the donkey, and the section of the reins that are sitting, you know, on top of the animal. The other guy's kind of, I guess, the loose part of the reins that he's hanging, has in his hand, or the other half. Says Gemara, I don't understand. Bishleimer Roch, we had before yesterday in Gemara about Magdil Chaveda. You know, if you leave part of the object on the floor, you're not cutting anything. So we said, two people pick it up. Each one picks up his own part, and he also has in mind the other guy. It's Bishleimer Roch of cutting the guy, and tap is kind of the Kamagbele Bendas, because the rest of the rein is being lifted as well. The other person's holding up the reins. So therefore. So that was, he's kind of tough has been Mercedes, my kind of the guy is holding on the reins. How is he kind of the other half is sitting on top of the donkey? Nobody lifted it. And if you only lift part of it, you're not kind of until you lift the entire object, not if you lift part of the object. So Lechayden, you're mostly right. Emo, let us twist around the mission as follows. This is how the Mishnah should be read. This guy is cutting the donkey and the entire reins, and Bezed, the guy is holding onto the reins, cutting Masha Tophas Biyodi, only the section in his hand, as we had yesterday, that is whatever is in your hand, as if it's cut off from the rest, and this is in your hand. So, what are you talking about? You're saying that the person who's holding on the reins is being cutting on top for the person sitting on the donkey. Since it doesn't make sense. Im timtzla. When do we say hamag biem mitzila chaveda kana chaveda? If I lift something for you and you're kinda hani milahit magbaladai to the chavre, if I'm lifting it entirely for you, or if I'm lifting it for myself, but I'm kinda part of it, so I'm kinda part of it, the rest is I'm doing it for you. Oh, but hi adai to deko magbalay. This guy who's picking on the reins is kinda for himself. But he's not kind of anything. So how can you say that it should be effective for the other person? He's not kind of himself, and yet you're saying his lifting is good enough for the person on top of the donkey? Klepnish. If it doesn't work for himself, well, then he's not lifting anything. Amravashi, you're right. This is how he's going to read it. This guy is kind of the donkey, and the part of the reins are sitting wrapped around the head. Another guy is kind of only the section that's inside his hand. And the rest, neither of them are kind of, because the guy on the bottom isn't kind of, the guy on the top is not kind of, because nobody's picking it up for him. Says Gemara, Rabbi Vu says, Rabbi Vu is another answer. Le'elam, Kedek Tani, read the way we Chachilah learned it. Now, what? This guy is kind of the donkey, and this guy is kind of the entire reins, including the part that wraps around the head. And the svara is hoyil the yochol natka. Easily he can remove it because the animal is high up and he's holding the reins. He can lift up and pull the whole reins off. V'levi esle. And like we learned yesterday that if the husband can pull the get out of her hand, it's as if it's by him. But he said over here it doesn't sound right. Every time you have a talus, half of it is sitting on the ground. Half is sitting on top of a pillar of a box. And we learned before that you're not kind unless you lift the entire thing. So if one of them picks up only half, the part on the ground, he should be kind because of this potential. If he wants, you come up with a new chiddush that if you have a potential, you could lift the whole thing with one go. You're kind. So over here also, every person should be kind. The first guy should be kind all of it because as soon as he picked up half from the ground, since he could have yanked the whole thing and it would have been 3 tefachim above the ground, he would have been kind al king hagbo. So if you're kind of high of yochel not to close, he can cut it and bring it to himself. So therefore, and no such thing. Teacher already wants to know who said no such thing. Maybe Taki holds that it works. Rashi learns you can bring it from the Mishnah because the Mishnah makes no difference that where the other half of the talus is sitting, whether sitting on the ground or sitting on top of an amud. You still need both of them to pick up in order to be work. Elohad Rabu Brusi. Okay, Toshma, come here. So we're still discussing whether Rochav is kind or not. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rochav is definitely not kind, and we're asking these questions that we are. And every time we ask a question, Rochav is kind, we're saying Rochav, there's two kinds of Rochav, so Rochav Beraglav, that he's riding and kicking. Toshma, Rabbi Lezer, says Rochav Besodiv, somebody's riding in the field. He found an animal, he's riding in the field, and he's kind, it's a kinyan, but not in the city. Since it's not the common way of riding, we'll soon see, in the city, you're not kind. Umanig be'ir, and if you're leading an animal in the city, you're kind, you are kind. So what is your clue from here? That Rochav is kind. So I hakim in a kind in the city for a different reason altogether. Hochanami says again, no rai from here the Rochav is kind, manig beragla. Maybe we're talking about a guy who's riding and kicking with his feet. It's not a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not sure anyone has to keep on saying the same question over and over again.
In all of this discusses whether it's his or not his, or how it's his, and none of it discusses about Hoshavas Aveda.
We're talking about his Hefker now. We're talking about a case where it's Hefker. We know for a fact, Lil Simon, so it's Hefker. And how are you coin it? So we see here that you established before that riding an animal is not a kinyan, unless you're kicking the animal. But here we see that it is a kinyan, at least in the field. So we're answering, it's talking about you kicking the animal as well. Anyone ask the same question? Two kinds of money. So for riding in the city, why aren't you kind? You know why you're not kind? People don't ride in the city. And that's just because it's sneez. I'm not sure what sneez here means. Because the sneez does not mean here the way they dress. Maybe sneez means here that it's too, you're showing off that you're riding an animal in front of everybody. I'm not sure what it means here. It definitely does not mean the way they dress. Because Gemara will soon see in a minute that a woman used to ride. Now, if anyone has to worry about sneez, it's a woman. In fact, we had in Gemara and Pesachim and Dav Gimel that women did not ride. They sat sideways. They didn't ride because of sneez. And here we're saying sneez. Men are the ones that don't ride, and women do. It doesn't make... So sneez must... What is that? What does sneez mean here? Actually, yeah,
methods of behavior, you don't do that sort of thing.
Thing is, it's like you're showing off or something, so it's not pasnish to ride in front of everybody.
Probably.
But it should be the very end.
Ways of behaving in those days.
Sorry?
Ways of behaving in those days.
Yeah.
Maybe you're showing off,
Yeah. That's what he means by sneers, but we're going to find out in a second. Okay.
That's not customary.
Yeah, not customary, because it's not sneeze. What does it mean by sneeze?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay. So, if you're saying the vote is customary, I mean, even if I'm doing it, what are you telling me? That even though I'm doing a proper kinyan, but if it's not the customary way to do it, it's not valid. For example, the same kinyan in the field would work, because there's customary, but in the city, this very same kinyan, it's not common, so therefore you're not kaina. If you make a kinyan on Shabbos, you shouldn't be kinyan because people don't make kinyan on Shabbos. People don't pick up wiles on Shabbos. It's a hard question to understand. But anyway, anymore hachinam lekani, you shouldn't be kainer. Novas elamaydo avod avod. The fact is, he did it. Okay, people don't normally pick up a Shabbos or wallet, but if he did it, you're kainer. So hachinam elamaydo avod avod. Why don't we say the same thing here? And it's true. It's not common for people to ride in the city, but if he did, it should be a kinyan. Since it's a valid kinyan in the field, it's a kinyan. So why shouldn't he be kainer? We're talking about if you come from Hefke, you're kind of whether you're in the city or in the field, because since it's a valid kinyan. We're talking about Mekach Memcha, where the vendor said to him, I want you to be kind in the common way. So that's when he can restrict you from being kind of it in the city. I want you to be kind in the way that's common. The Eid of Shusar Abimu, and if he's a Shusar Abim, Kani. In the Shusharab, until now we're talking about in a simta, in a side street. So there, over there, you don't ride, you just walk. But in a main thoroughfare, actually, the most common way of being kind is dafka riding, not leading, because other people are walking through and they'll intercept you or intersect you between you and the animal. So therefore, it's safer. If you want to make sure that you contain, oh, you have so many people there, you want to hold ownership of the animal, the safest way is sitting on top of it. If you're Shusharabim, kani. If you're Shusharabim, you are kain. If you're an Adam Chashuv, Kanik, an Adam Chashuv does not, it's not pastnish for him to lead an animal, so he rides an animal, even in a side street when there aren't too many people there. The Ish of Kanyan, a woman also is kind of, because it's not common for a woman to schlep an animal, so she sits on top of the animal. The Ina is the Zilu, and if it's a person who's not worried about his self dignity, Kanye, you are kind as well, he doesn't care about sneers. So he's not common to ride an animal, so therefore if you're selling him an animal, you say, well, it's common for these kind of people, it's common to ride as well. Yeah. Again, Rashi says it's not common for a normal person on the side seat to run an animal because it's sneeze.
It does say here about a woman that she's just not strong enough.
Rashi says that. He's just quoting Rashi. Yeah. He's not giving an explanation. Okay. Boy, that was an interesting question. What happens on Eimel Chaveda, talking about Mekach Memchad, I tell you, Mesheich Behem Mazu. I'm putting the, you want to buy all of these vessels. I'm going to place these vessels on top of the donkey, make a meshicha on the donkey, but not to be kind of the donkey. Let the meshicha of the donkey be effective that you should be kind of the kalim that's above the donkey. Liknes kalim sha'olah. Mao. So, the first thing was very pedantic. Liknes means to be kind of the kalim. Liknes is a very modern Lashon. Liknes, mi amal lekni. Did he say you should be kind? He said, liknes, as if to sell. Ela, as if you should go ahead and be kind, but I'm not selling to you. Ella, so the Lashon, so before we even get to the question, we're just being pedantic here. Ella, the words he used was, Meshach Behemazu, Shlepnes Behema, Ukeni Kalim Shalah, and be kind of the Kalim that's above it. Mao, what's it in there? Do we say, Mi Mahanya Meshach the Behema la Knu Kalim, since the Balabas told him to do it, do we say the Meshach that he schleps the animal is sufficient for the Kalim, even though he's not kind of the animal at all? I learned that. Had he been told to be kind of the animal as well, then he would have been kind of perhaps kinyan chatzah, we'll see in a minute. But here, you're told not to be kind of the animal, just be kind of the kalim, but where are you making the meshicha on the animal? Is that sufficient or not? Freddy Gemara, so Rav is medayik. Are you trying to tell me, I amale kini behema ve kini kalim? Sounds like me. If you were told him, be kind of the behema and the kalim above it, he would have been kind of the shayla here is, because you're not being kind of the behema. Would you be kind of kalim? It's a portable chatzah, it's a mobile chatzah. We know a chatzah that moves is not kindness. Even if I would have told you to be kind of the animal, also you wouldn't be kind of the kelim. The chitayim kishon, the animal stood still, so the chayit is kinyi chatzah. You made meshicha and then you said be kind of, no, you said be kind of the animal meshicha, and then the animal stops and then you kind of the chatzah. Is that what you meant? Oh, we have a rule. We're having more gittin. Kol she'ilu mahalich. We had that one that if any animal that if it walks is not kind, even if it's standing one place is not kind, because it's called the chatzam aleches. We talked there about an eved. So we learned over there the eved was tied up or the animal was tied up where the animal cannot move. Then you are kind of chatzah. And fine. So I understand what you're saying. There's a possibility to be kind of the kelim by being kind of, first you do mashiach an animal, then you tie an animal up and you kind of through kinyan chatzah. But the question, Rabbi Loza's question was, what about if you're not kind of the animal at all, are you kind of the kelim through the mashiach you made in the animal? And the Gemara remains with the tzarechin. But then a boy. Using your logic, is not kind. What about you were traveling on a ship, the kovtsu dogim and the fish jumped overboard, the ship is mobile. The ship is standing stationary. The Gemara right there. The ship is stationary, but the water is what's moving it. So therefore, you are kind of kinyan chatzah. We had the same Gemara in Shabbos. Remember the nut and the keli is in the water. So you're traveling, your sheep is walking, through a get in the bosom of the kalsa into a basket. Since she's moving, going to you, it's a chatzah malechis. Again, the basket is in one place. It's her bavi the komazki matusa. She's moving underneath it, so therefore it's a good chatzah. Mishnah. Reuven was riding on an animal, and he saw an object, and he said to his friend, he said to Shimon, "Tnali, do me a favor, go ahead and bring me that object." So Shimon picked up the object, and then he says to Reuven, "You know what? I'm zeichid. That's not clear. What do you mean I'm zeichid? Is he saying I'm changing my mind right now? That even though I picked it up, I had you in mind, it's not a valid kinyan because I'm makbil and see the chaveda loy kana chaveda. We had the machlekes before in the Gemara, and the reason why I'm makbil and see chaveda loy kana chaveda is because your teufis l'bachov mokshu chav l'chedim l'kana. If you are hurting the rest of the world, I'm like a shlich advar veda, as Pnei Shur explains. And a shlich advar veda is not effective. So when I pick up this object, every person in the world had a right to it. And I am your shlich, so I'm hurting everybody, and that doesn't work. Is that the pshat? So then, even if I had you in mind, nothing happens, so I can change it all the time. Or the pshat is, no, if you hold on makbim zichveda kana chavedai, because migra zochin nafshe zochin chavedai, I have the right to be zeichah for myself, even though I'm not zeichah for myself. Rav has said before that if you pick up half the talos for yourself, since you are zeichah for yourself, you could be zeichah for somebody else. Not everyone's made you can. Here we're talking about you're not zeichah anything for yourself at all. You're only zeichah for the other person. So there's a machlekes if that works or not. But if you hold that I'm a beam, because if you picked it up, the object, and you had the other guy in mind, it says, what do you mean you change your mind? So it must be that from the beginning, I had myself in mind. When he says, I need a chisib, but he meant mitchila from the beginning, as we'll see the discussion tomorrow. Zochaba, so Shimon, the one who lifted it, is the one who zochit. What about Imish and Nosnulai? After he gave it to Reuven, Omri, he said, look, Aniza Chisibot Chila, when I picked it up, you should know I had myself in mind. Too bad. Then why did you give it to Manashech? If when you picked it up, you had yourself in mind, and you were and you it's the truth and you were kindness and then you gave it to him as a matana, so it's a valid matana. And if you're bubba mice, you never were kind of yourself, so you gave it to him, so he was kind of from hefka. So the Gemara Tanhas, we learned in the Mishnah, Misha liketas a peya, the din is by a peya that even though balasad is not allowed, even if he's a poor man, he's not allowed to keep it for himself, is to leave it open for poor people. What about Misha liketas a peya? A poor person collected peya of Amar Harizu Leplanyoni. A poor person collected peya, and he said that I'm picking it up for that person who is a poor man, so you zeich it for somebody else. Rabbi Lezer, you can be zeich for somebody else. And the Chachamim say, Yitnena lo'oni hanim tzarishin, you're not zeich yourself at all, you must give it over to the first poor person you send. What's going on here? Why would the Chacham hold you cannot be zeich for somebody else? So Machlek is here between two Amorim. Ula said, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, If it's migud azochel nafshe, if you're talking about a poor person who could have taken it for himself, and he had in mind another poor person, kul almoide that you can do it. Why not migud azochel nafshe zochel nechavre? Since you could have kept it yourself for somebody else. So what's the machlekes here? We're talking about an usher, a rich man who has more than $200 and has no right to collect payah. No, boss. We have a migud that Beit Hillel uses in other places, which is a migud iboy mafkin chase. He has a migud. If this poor man, this rich man, in a second can become poor. Be mafker olz nechassim. So the question is, do we say two migus or not? Because it's double migu. If a rich man migud iboy mafker nechassim, and then the second migu is migud iboy zochel nafshe, and that's the machleik is whether you say two migus or not. So that's Ula's version. Over shulei machleik. The whole machleik is he is may osher laoni. The rich man picked up the pay and he has a mind a poor man. The Rebbe Lezer sover migu. If he has a migu, the boy if he wanted mafker nechassim could be mafker olz nechassim, but have the oni. Why can't you make the chazan? What are they? And he's a poor man. And the chazile, and he's suitable. Shahash to Nami, now two chazile, so right now he's very suitable, and then it's okay, he's a poor man. So he's shaykh. And migud is ochle national chavre. Even though the poil is not taken from himself, I believe that you could say migui, since if you wanted, you could have kept yourself, you could also be zeche for your friend. And you say two migui. And the rabbon hold, chad migui amrin. If you were poor yourself, migui, you could have kept it for yourself, you have a right to give it to any poor man you want. even though you're hurting all the other poor people in the world. Who cares? However, today Migulam and Inan, two Migus we will not say. That's how Ula's version of the story. So according to Ula's version, I'm sure Malevi, everyone is murdered. We do say Migu de Zochin, Nafsh Zochin, and Chavri, even though you're hurting everybody else, all the other poor people in the world, they can no longer have access to it. Who cares? Because, and the Migu over here is, even though I'm not Lepoil, I'm not getting anything out of it, but I have a Migu. Everyone holds that you can be zeichet. The migul zeichet nafshi zeichet nechavri. Om the nachman lula no. Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman says no. You know when I say migui, a migui is only if I'm zeichet. If the poor man kept part of the pay for himself, and he says the balance of the payer, I'm zeichet somebody else. Then everyone's made this works because since I lepoil, I'm making the kinyan for myself. Then migui zeichet nafshi zeichet nechavri. Then this my kinyan extends to the other half. However, if I'm taking nothing for myself and I'm taking for everybody else, that's you're hurting others. We don't no such migui. So therefore, Rav Nachman ula v'leim v'mat. I believe, and you should also say me oni la oni machlekes, that even for one poor person to the other poor person is a machlekes as well. You cannot be, according to Chachamim, you cannot be zeicher on behalf of other people because you're hurting everybody else. And there's no migdashi. Yeah, but in this case here, the hametzia. Take example, hametzia. Hakel ani metzla. Look at our mishnah here. By metzia, everyone is poor. In other words, the whole world is shaykh to the metzia. Yet it says our mishnah. It's not hayroicha v'gabi behemah v'rosam metzia v'machaveh tonola. Give it to me. Not that he took it. Rama and he's a chizbai change his mind. Zochba l'cheide. He picked it up from half his other friend, and yet he could change his mind. Now why can he change his mind? L'cheide migel zochnas v'machaveh. As soon as he picked it up, the guy on top of the animal was zeicher. How can you change your mind? And we're learning pshat in the mishnah is that you were zeicher for your friend, and now you change your mind. That's what it sounds like. And what right does he have to change his mind? Is if you tell me the bun hole that even one ani to another ani that you can that mani rabbani the mission, the author of the mission is rabbani the whole what that you can be zeicher if you migu zeicher nafshach nechavrei. Sorry. And so you say that machlek is the rabbanon that Rabbelezer holds that you zeich that Rabbelezer holds that you zeich the chacham holds that a oni to an oni is not zeich. That was even though the man on the ground had in mind the man on the donkey is not koine because even though migzoch and asum chavre you're hurting everybody else doesn't work. Okay, that's pshat na mishnah. If you're going to limit like you want to limp shot, the whole machlek is chachamim rabbelez only by a rich to a poor. Whether you say double migu or single migu, only a single migu. I'm only lani by one ani to another. Divrei hakol zochel, everyone holds his zeicher because the migu zochin afshay. So as soon as the guy lifted up the item, he had in mind the guy sitting on the donkey. Migu zochin afshay. How can he change his mind afterwards? Hamani loy rabban rabbelez, who's the author of our mishnah? Obviously, whoever the author of our mishnah is doesn't believe in Migah at all, but according to you, there's no such tana. Amalei, who told you pshat in the Mishnah? You learned wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Masnis and Amatchila. He's not saying l'chatchila when I picked it up, I had you in mind, and I'm changing mind. He's saying l'chatchila when I picked it up, I had myself in mind. I never had you in mind. That's the vort over here, and therefore the guy and the donkey gets nothing. And hachinam istal, I'll prove it to you. Diktoni, because in the sefer the Mishnah stresses after he gave it to him. Diktoni sefer e Mishnah nosna lo yaman izuchisavo. If after he gave it to him, he says I was zeichibot, and when? Well, now if everything is too late, b'tchila from the beginning la maklum. So when does the Mishnah throw in the word say tchila? Only in the sefer, as if to tell you b'nereisha the first case, there is no tchila. In other words, when he says I'm keeping it is because even though I had you in mind, I'm changing my mind. Yeah. Sorry, he holds that this guy holds that even in the reish is talking about that he's talking that why does the Mishnah say in the Sefer according to the Ula? Why is the Mishnah saying in the Sefer Tchila to tell you that the reish is also talking about Tchila? You're right. If he would have picked up and had in mind the other guy, Migu the Zochin Asam Chavi, would everyone holds that you're kind of because Machlek is only Marshalani. Here he's talking about he's saying Tchila even in the reish. When I picked up the Tchila, I had myself in mind. And how do I know that? Because in the sefer, obviously has to be tchila. The sefer wouldn't have said the word tchila. And after I gave it to him, I said, look, it's mine. Why is it yours? Obviously, I have to say, not now, I have to say that before I gave it to you, I had myself in mind. So why is the Mishnah to say that? It's so obvious. Unless the Mishnah is trying to tell you that the entire Mishnah is talking about tchila. Sefer, lama li pshitz avi is avagad lama tchila. Tchila come, even though he didn't use the word tchila, he meant tchila. Elalav, what are you going to tell me? Haka mashlan, the reisha lama tchila. That he's trying, the Mishnah is trying to tell you that the reisha is also my case of tchila. But if he didn't, but if he had a tchila in mind, the guy and the donkey definitely would have been koina, and he cannot change, because me, the zochin, afshad, and chavrei. Vidach nu, Taka is a good question. Tana sefer, you know why it says sefer? It says with chila legluy the reisha. To forget to tell you the reisha is not talking about chila. Rav Nachman said forget. The reason why the sefer add the word chila is to tell you that dafka the sefer is chila, but the reisha there is no chila because when the reisha there is no chila. What do you mean? Lechatchila, I had you in mind. I did have you in mind, and now I am changing my mind, and I'm allowed to because you were never kinder. Why would you kind it? Because there's no migdal zochin nafshi here because you're hurting the rest of the world. Sefer da matchila, reisha da loya matchila. There's no matter, you didn't say tchila. What exactly is the crux of machlekes? We'll see tomorrow.